This is File 18, Cycle 3. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is December 21st, 2017. I am interviewing James Brazy. He's going to talk about his military career, his time on the town crew, his family, and anything else that he wants to talk about. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
James Brazy.
Do you have a middle name?
Yes, I do. Belden. B-E-L-D-E-N.
And that is a family name, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay. When is your birth date?
August 22nd, 1970.
And where were you born?
I was born in Sharon, Connecticut, at Sharon Hospital.
And your parents' names?
Agnes Yulin Brazy and Paul Belden Brazy.
And do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have two brothers and two sisters.
And the brothers' names are?
Thomas Edward Brazy and Dennis Paul Brazy.
And the sisters?
Marie Louise? Marie Louise, that's her middle name, yes.
And
Catherine Ann.
Is Catherine with a C?
Yes, it is.
And is Ann with an E at the end?
I believe so.
Okay, we got that one taken care of. And I'm going to start with your grandparents, I think. The Belden name was a friend of your grandfather?
I think it was a friend of my great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Because my grandfather had the same middle name.
Okay. What was the name of your great-grandfather?
David Brazy.
And he married?
Mary Garrity.
Brazy.
Well, yes.
And the photo album that you just showed me would
Mary
have been
Garrity.
Your great-grandmother's photo album.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know how many children your great-grandparents had?
Now I got to count them.
It's okay.
Five. Four boys and one girl.
And your grandfather's name would have been?
Edward Belden Brazy.
And there was Edward, David, George, Bill, and Lena.
Yes.
Okay. And your father was born from Edward?
Yes.
Whom did Edward marry?
Lorna Dennis from Williamstown, Mass.
And how many children did Edward and Lorna have?
One, just my father.
Just your father. And you told me that they came off the mountain when your father was born?
When she was pregnant, they came off the mountain to give him a better education. And at least that's what they told me.
Well, that sounds good. When was your father born?
I believe it was 1940.
Okay. All right.
May of 1940.
Now, you graduated from high school and went right into the military, didn't you?
Yes.
Why? Something to do?
What I wanted to do. Something I always wanted.
Well, really? You always wanted to be in the military?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Between that and I didn't like school.
That's okay. Not everybody does.
I hated school. I'd rather get out and do stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that I had in my classes that were very much hands-on. They weren't book learners. They were doers.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Once I did something, then I knew what it was. Yep. But if I just read about it...
Not the same. Not the same.
I could never comprehend it.
Yes, you could in a way. But I know with myself, if you show me how to do something, I can do it. But if you tell me, I space it.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and I'm not oral. I'm visual. I have to see how to do something, and then I can usually do it.
Yeah.
You said that you joined up August 31st, 1989. What branch did you go into?
U.S. Army.
Where were you stationed?
I went to basic training in Fort Benning, Georgia, and then I was stationed over in Germany.
How long were you in Germany?
I was there, well, actually, I was there for under 2 years. I did a two-year tour, and 6 months of that I spent over in the Persian Gulf.
Hmm. Were we fighting a war then?
When I went to the Persian Gulf, yes.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, the Iraqis invaded Kuwait in August of 90.
Okay. And what were you trained for?
I was trained in all sorts of, but my main MOS was infantry.
Infantry armed unit?
Infantry, ground combat infantry.
Then you were in danger, weren't you?
Yes.
Does that give you an adrenaline rush to be in danger?
At the time, no, it didn't. It was something that you didn't think about. And
you just did it.
And then afterwards, the adrenaline hit.
Yeah, that's usually the way it works. How long were you in the service?
Total with the reserve, I was there 12 years.
When did you join the reserve?
I joined the reserves, it's kind of screwed up because I got out of the military and I got my discharge in 91, and then I was automatically put on what they call a inactive reserve, where I didn't have to do anything, but I was still technically in. And then I joined the reserves in 95 or 96, I think.
Okay. And you said that you were trained in demolition?
I was cross-trained when I was in the active service. I cross-trained with demolitions, fuel truck operations, combat lifesaver, which is a helper to the medic if they needed it. and then when I went into reserves, I went into a fuel supply unit headquarters as military intelligence. And with that, I cross-trained with communications, the intel, fuel supply.
You also said that you went to drill sergeant school?
Oh, yeah. When right before I got out of the military, I was trying to get my rank.
Oh.
And they wouldn't promote me where I was. So I transferred to a drill sergeant unit to get promoted. And did that for 6 months. And didn't get my promotion, so that's when I...
They kept putting you off.
Basically resigned.
Okay. All right. As a veteran, were you in charge of any of the military ceremonies that Salisbury has?
Yes.
And you were, what, Memorial Day? As well as Armistice Day?
I did, for a while I was doing all.
All of it?
Anything that had to do with military.
Okay.
They gave it to me.
Would that be organizing a military funeral?
Yes.
As well as seeing that the flags are on the gravestones?
Yep.
And Memorial Day, Armistice Day?
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility, James.
It was.
But it was something that you felt called to do.
Yeah. I wanted to be there and help out fellow veterans.
Yep. Are there a lot of veterans in this area now?
There are a lot more than you know.
I'll bet.
A lot of them, they stay quiet. They don't come out. They don't do anything. They just...
I'm asking because we are trying to update the Veterans Memorial outside of the town hall, and so we've asked that any veterans that haven't submitted their discharge, a
DD-214.
Thanks you, Jason. So that they get their name on this
yeah.
memorial. And it's important.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Every other town in the area has kept their memorials up to date, And Salisbury has let it slide for
years.
Well, since they did the Vietnam.
Yeah, and we're trying to do some of the back ones, like the colonial wars, the French and Indian War, and the revolution. Well, the revolution's been done. And we were asked about the Iraq War, Civil War, and some of the newer wars, so that we get all of the names.
Yeah.
Okay. When you got out of the military, did you immediately join the town crew, or did you do something in between?
When I first got out in 91, I was working at State Line Chevy in the dealership for my brother-in-law, who did auto body mechanic.
Are you a mechanic as well?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't classify myself as any type of mechanic.
Okay.
I basically did the sanding and stuff and got stuff ready.
The prepping.
Yeah.
Which is very important.
Oh, yeah, and very tedious.
Oh, yes. But my dad always used to say it's the preparation that's more important than the finish coat. When did you join the town crew?
92.
And presently, who is the foreman?
Then or right now?
Right now.
Don Reed, Jr.
And when you started, who was it?
Bill Pickard.
Okay. Who's crew chief now?
Rodney Webb.
And who was crew chief?
Rodney Webb.
Rodney has been right along. Okay. And you're going to now tell me all of the members of the town crew.
Okay. Let's start with family. There's myself, my brother Thomas Brazy.
Yep.
You have Ray Flint.
Yep.
And Bob Flint.
Yep.
And Tommy Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Hogue.
Yep.
Darren Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie, who is the foreman.
Okay.
And I believe that's it.
That's it. And the only one I didn't have in my fourth grade was Bobby Flint. I had everybody else. Good kids. How do you get your work assignments? Do they come through Curtis, or do they come through...
Usually it comes right from Donnie.
Okay. And I'm assuming that Donnie confers with Curtis as to...
what needs to be done.
And what are some of the specific jobs that you do? Like...
We do drainage pipes, blacktopping, road grading, signs...
Plowing. Leaves, mowing.
Yeah, okay. Mowing leaves, mowing cemeteries and parks, town parks.
There are something like 10 town parks, aren't there?
I believe so.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of cemeteries. Okay. And I'm going to ask you what your snowplow route is, because it's a sticky one.
Yeah, it's Belgo Road, Reservoir Road, Ore Mine Road or Hill Road, State Line Road, Diamond Road, Chatfield Hill.
Thank you.
Indian Mountain, Long Pond.
Oh, gosh.
Valley Road, Transfer Station when they need it.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge area, and they're all hills. I mean, you got some real sticky hills.
Oh, yeah.
Long Pond is a sticky one. And you said that Ormine
comes straight down to 44.
Ooh.
And my roads are the furthest away from the town garage to get to.
So you have to do trips for sand and so forth.
Yeah, if I go back in for sand, it's round trip, it's a half an hour at least.
Oh, my word. Well, I'm glad we're doing this today, because tomorrow you'll probably be plowing.
Yeah.
Tell me, please, about the Goshen dive crew that you've gotten into.
I'm in the fire company, and they've been calling for help because they've run out of people. So I went down and talked with the guys, and I'm trying to get involved with it to help them out because I'm certified to dive and I love to dive, so.
And you've been diving for a long time.
About 5 years now.
Where do you dive mostly in Lake Winnetskopomic?
Mostly now it's Lake George, but
Good. Okay.
But I did do a lot of diving in Twin Lakes and Lakeville Lake. I even dove in the Housatonic River underneath the dam.
Ooh. Oh my. Oh my. Now you said that you can do search and rescue, but you can't do recovery.
Yes,
right.
The way the Goshen dive team set up is it's all recovery or rescue. The recovery deems it that there's something that needs to be investigated by the state police, so they don't do that portion of it. It's just a rescue.
Okay. And how long have you been involved with that?
The Goshen Dive Team?
The Goshen Dive Team.
6 months now,
okay.
I'd say.
What area does it cover?
It covers basically the whole northwest corner, Litchfield County.
Okay. That's a big area.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big area.
They have another team out of, I think it's Middlebury. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Now, I'm going back to your family. Which one of the Brazies is Bud Brazy?
Bud's my grandfather's oldest brother. I believe he was the oldest.
And what was his real name?
David. Named after his father.
And he had two wives.
Yes.
Peanut?
Peanut was his first son. First
and what
son.
Was Peanut's real name?
I'm not sure. Really sure.
Do you know the name of his first wife?
No, I do not.
That's okay. His second wife?
Was Kathleen.
And was she called Cricket?
No.
No. Who was Cricket?
Cricket was his daughter. It was David and Kathleen's daughter.
And what was Cricket's real name?
I think it was Cat. No, it wasn't Kathleen. What?
That's okay.
Out.
That's perfectly all right. That's perfect. When I was doing the Whalens, I had to ask Marty about Turk and Babe, and
yep.
That's the way it is. Now, Kathleen and David. Did they have Ted and Margaret?
Yes, they had Ted and Margaret, which everybody knew was Peggy.
Yeah, and Danny?
And Danny, and Cricket.
And Cricket.
And Kathleen, too. She lives up in Albany.
So it was Cricket, Ted, Danny, Margaret, and Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when the Brazies first came to Mount Riga?
I was told ever since it was established, but I couldn't tell you a date.
All right. But we know that they left in 1940. What did they do up there? Were they colliers or farmers? Or?
I know my grandfather was basically just a laborer. I'm not sure.
He was a worker.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they did before that. I know they had pictures of them out there with their shotguns and their old sheds, and it, you know, I'm not really sure of. I think they might have been mill workers.
Probably.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview? Oh, yes, I want to talk to you about the fire department. You said that you were in the fire department. When did you join them?
The first time I joined them in 92.
And how about training? Have you gone through all of the various...
I went through Firefighter 1, hazardous material training, ice water rescues, forest fire training.
Oh, my word. And were you at the Red Mountain Fire that was...
Yes.
That was a big one. And you have the suit of armor, all of that heavy equipment,
gear, yes.
And an air pack.
Yeah.
And those air packs are checked regularly, aren't they?
Yes.
Are you an officer in the fire department
no,
or
not.
Just crew?
Just crew.
How many are in the fire department now? Can you give me an idea?
I could not. Okay. Over 50.
That's about what I needed. How about the ages? Are they aging older?
Yes, they are.
Are we looking for younger members?
They are. I mean, we get a few here and there that join. But
it's a big time commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind the fire part of it. It's the training.
Yeah.
Do you have to be recertified every so often?
Through the Firefighter 1, you don't, but you do have to keep up training. Like with the hazardous material, you have to do that every year.
Oh, I would think so.
There's always something new coming out.
Oh, sure. How about, do you have to do anything with people like overdosing or anything like that?
No, that's mainly with the medical
stuff. That's the medical stuff. So you don't really have to do any medical.
No.
You just have to pull them out of the fire and that sort of thing. Okay.
I mean, you know, basic
First aid and
CPR, and even that changes every year.
Oh, sure. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing really I have to add, other than trying to get information on the Bracyville and a little bit more of my past. I'm not into it like my father was, but when I do get to that point, I'm going to have to go up and start going through all his papers and try to decipher them.
We have a large genealogy on the Brazies, and we have three or four oral histories. We've got David Bracy, we've got Edward C. Bracy, and we've got Edward and Paul Bracy's.
Edward C.
Yeah, that one was done in 1996. And the C didn't make sense to me.
No, it makes no sense to me. I don't even know an Edward C.
And it could be a typo, too. It could be a typo.
I mean, if it was Edward B., then that would be my grandfather.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got an Edward and a Paul, and that may have been your grandfather.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, James.
Not a problem.